Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
ESPN Radio 1027, Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Doherty.
Welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 1027. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Todd Burlidge. Keep them coming. We're asking you, what is the best uniform in the NFL? As we look at a potential uniform change for the newly moved Los Angeles Chargers. Have a lot of people texting in. Powder blue unis, Chargers are the best. Regular uniforms for the Buffalo Bills, home uniforms. And then throwbacks would be the Bears Monster of the Midway. It's from Adam. We also just had a text. Swanigan is a shiny example of players that can benefit from not being one and done. Make himself a whole lot of cash in the future this season. Speaking on that, I'm going to welcome in our friend, Pete DiPremio joins us here as we're going to talk some Purdue basketball. Pete, let's start right there. Let's start with Caleb Swanigan. This guy last year was good. This year, he's almost guaranteed a double-double every time he goes out.
Yeah, I mean, he's had 8 straight double-doubles. He's had, I think, 14 or 15 for the season. I think both totals lead the nation. He's had 4 games where he's had at least 20 points and 20 rebounds. He certainly is making a strong, strong case to be a first-round pick, a lottery pick. The only glitch is he has too many turnovers. But other than that, I mean, he's just been awesome. He's a candidate for National Player of the Year, and he very well could win it.
He's kind of an interesting conundrum for other teams to try to slow down because he's a big guy. He can shoot the three ball, doesn't need to, but he also is very athletic. And you, in the Fort Wayne area, got to see him too. At Homestead, won a state championship. So I always like to get behind a guy that's an Indiana guy, a Hoosier, with everything that comes with that title, even though he's a Boilermaker in college. But he's a stud. I mean, he is the type of guy that is homegrown and has gotten better each year. It'll be interesting to see if he decides or when he decides to go. Do you think he's going to stay all 4 years, or do you think that this guy is going to be relatively short-term in the college and jump to the pros as soon as he can?
Oh, I would say there's no chance he stays 4 years. Probably this is the last year. He's certainly going to enter the NBA draft this year as he did last year. The NBA officials basically told him to come back. He needed to refine his game, which he did. And he's certainly done that. So ultimately, it depends on what NBA teams think of him. They've got to think very highly of him. The fact that he's made this kind of improvement shows work ethic, everything. He's at some point, almost certainly at the end of this year, he'll be heading to the NBA. But in the meantime, Purdue is reaping some major benefits.
Talking to Pete DiPremio, beat writer for both IU and Purdue for the Fort Wayne News Sentinel. Pete, this is Burlidge here. Hey, we talk about Swanigan, 14 double-doubles so far this year. That leads the nation. His 12.9 rebounds also leads the nation. And this is a pretty good basketball team here, 14-3. Play at Iowa tonight. It'll be on the Big Ten Network. Winners of 9 and 10. This is going to be a tricky one. Every road game is, obviously, but then they come home against Illinois and Penn State, 3-1 in conference. You know, I like this team, and I'm going to actually ask you here in a little bit to rate all the big four in Indiana, 1 through 4, what you think, because that's been a good debate. What can we expect tonight, Purdue at Iowa?
Anytime you go on the road, it's a little tricky, but Purdue has already beaten Iowa once, and it was Iowa's first road game in terms of the Big Ten. They've got a young team. So Purdue should win this game. It'll be tougher than it was at Mackey Arena where they won by like 22 points. But they should handle this challenge. If they want to win the Big Ten, and they do, this is a game they absolutely have to win. And, yes, then they can start really making a run. There's I think 4 teams now tied for, and we have 1 loss in the Big Ten. So
right.
They need to keep pace with everybody. But this is a game they should win, and they certainly will win.
Again, Todd and I yesterday on the show, we broke down our top 4. And what we based on was the 4 Indiana College teams, Division I teams that have been ranked this year. So IU, Purdue, Butler, and obviously Purdue, right?
Notre Dame.
I keep forgetting that. I'm all over. I'm hopped up on cold medicine, Pete, and Todd is just riding me.
So, I'm sitting here as a Notre Dame rider right across from him, and he can't figure that team out.
And this guy's just riding me. New producer, and just ride me.
Anyway. Well, you're tough enough to handle it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. So let's go ahead. Let's hear your rankings. Who do you have in those four? Notre Dame, IU, Purdue, and Butler. If you had to rank them 1 to 4, 1 being the best, 4 being the worst, who do you got?
Well, you know, Purdue and Butler didn't play this year, obviously. IU and Butler did. But I think right now Purdue's a little better. So put Purdue 1, Butler 2, Notre Dame 3, and IU a distant 4th right now the way they're playing. Distant 4th.
Well, see, me and Pete agree on that. That's exactly what I had. Todd flipped it. Because it's weird when you look at these teams. They've each beaten teams or lost to teams that the other ones have beaten. It's completely insane. My biggest thing is, out of all these teams, who's going to have the first big win on the road? When you look at IU, Purdue, Notre Dame, and Butler, neither one of them, any of them, have had a big road win yet. IU just dropped one at Maryland. Which team do you feel like is going to have a first true statement win on the road?
Well, you know, I'm looking at Purdue's schedule. They play at Michigan State at the end of the month. They
right.
play at Nebraska at the end of the month. I guess in terms of a ranked team left on the schedule, they do not play at Wisconsin. So, you know, I think Purdue will. I'm not looking at Butler's schedule. I assume at some point they have to play at Villanova.
Mm-hmm.
If they can do that, that would be a major win for them. And Indiana, boy, they're like you said, they're fading fast. And actually, I forgot to say maybe Fort Wayne should be ahead of Indiana right now.
Yeah, we should bring those up. You know, when Butler got the smackdown put on him last night by Creighton, 11 on the road. So I have actually moved Notre Dame up into the 2 slot ahead of Butler. Notre Dame will get their shot. We're going to talk to Jordan Cornette here in a bit. When they go to Florida State next week, early next week, with 2 road games before that, and I think that's a great shot for the Irish. But certainly Purdue, to me, that's the team that in this state really looks poised to be every bit as good as advertised and perhaps even better than advertised. I originally thought all 4 of these teams that we're talking about had legitimate Sweet 16 chances, aspirations. I'm a little worried about IU right now, but I certainly think the other 3 are right in that conversation still.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And let's just say a lot of fans are IU fans are really worried about IU chances to even, you know, get in the NCAA tournament right now. In fact, right now they wouldn't. But yeah, Purdue has inside power, obviously, with Swanigan and Isaac Haas. They've got outside shooting. They've got guys who can handle the ball and not turn the ball over, in particular P.J. Thompson. So they are positioned to really do well, as is Notre Dame, as is Butler. And IU, they got the talent. They're really struggling on figuring out how to win.
Once again, Pete DiPremio, the IU and Purdue beat writer for the Fort Wayne News Sentinel. Pete, always a pleasure, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, guys, and get healthy.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it's been 3 days now, Todd, and my body is just – here's the thing.
You went back to the gym. It's a little shock to your system.
Well, and I stopped drinking.
Oh.
I went cold turkey, man.
Ay-ay-ay.
I mean, I'm not, like, drinking every day of the week or anything crazy like that, but I do enjoy my hot toddies and my
no pun intended, small
glass of small glass of whiskey. But no, I quit. I'm trying to do this thing the right way. And I talk about this because I'm excited. I've lost about 17 pounds. Probably going to lose some more because I can't seem to eat. My head is just pounding.
You have good folks behind you helping you too. You have a good support system
like
with
you.
What you're doing.
You're one of my big good support system. And the great people over at FitStop. We're actually going to talk to one of their head people tomorrow, as we're going to discuss some different unique things as people try to dust off the old gym shoes and head out to the gym. It can be overwhelming. It really can. But if you can take an opportunity and ask somebody at the gym for some guidance, it can be great in jump-starting your fitness goals, whatever that may be, even if you're just trying to maintain. There's nothing wrong with that either. But Clint Miller is going to join us tomorrow, as we're going to talk to him about a couple of unique to kind of this area and what you should be looking at when you go to the gym. He's the training coordinator over at FitStop and Granger, where I go, and I'm going to suck it up and go tonight. I've decided that I'm going to go to the gym tonight, and I'm going to try to sweat out whatever I have. I'm going to put on as much clothes as I can possibly fit, get on the treadmill, and knock it off till I pass out. That's kind of the goal. Fit Stop and Granger. Check it out, man. The child care is great. Tons of different. I've never been there and waited for a piece of equipment. Never. And I've gone the last almost religiously for the last 2 weeks. You're never waiting for equipment. Everybody's polite. You don't feel like you're being judged. Everybody's quick to answer a question if you have it. They got tanning if you're into that. Classes. They have cycling, some judo if you want. And they got personal trainers, which I think, I it's one of those things. I may sign up for one because I really want to figure out what – I'm 30 now. I can't lift like I did back at 18, 19, 20. And all the workouts I know are for baseball workouts. So I want to figure out what's the best for me to kind of get that fat burning going. Again, Fit Stop. Oh, head over to Granger. They got locations in Osceola, Middlebury, Elkhart. Check them out. Fit Stop. 24 hours as well, so that's great. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, it's time to talk a little Notre Dame basketball. We're going to be joined by Jordan Cornette in about 9 minutes, as we'll take a look at Notre Dame's got a three-game road trip coming up. What we're really going to find out is this Notre Dame team legit, and can they win on the road? Because that's the hardest thing to do in college basketball, is to win on the road. And it's not just win on the road against great teams. It's really to win on the road against anybody. Butler falling to Indiana State on the road. IU falling to everybody on the road, including Fort Wayne. Purdue, well, they can't win at home either. They lose to Nebraska at home.
Yeah,
no, that was IU.
IU has five losses in the state.
Purdue lost to Minnesota, but Minnesota's off to a great start.
Yeah, 15-2, they are. Yeah, they got smoked last night by Michigan State. But yeah, Purdue, their three losses, Villanova, Louisville, and at Minnesota, all quality losses, if there is such a thing as a quality loss.
And rising on Todd's top four list is Notre Dame. He moves him into second. I still got Purdue number one.
I do too.
I love me some Caleb Swanigan. Swanee for the win. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, again, we'll take a look at Notre Dame's road trip. Can the Fighting Irish come back and really start to move up in the rankings? Again, this is the home stretch. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Todd Burlidge here on ESPN Radio 102.7.
The home stretch with Pat Doherty, ESPN Radio 102.7.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.